Happy, sad patients. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Happy, sad patients. I was visiting one of our students in the hospital yesterday, and as I was visiting her, she had another person sharing the room. There are two people to a room. And our patient had gone through some pretty serious things and has a lovely attitude, a happy attitude, an attitude of joy and peace and goodness, an attitude of making everything just feel so wonderful. And, of course, with an attitude like that, she's making tremendous strides on her recovery. And, of course, that's just the way it should be, making tremendous strides on her recovery. However, the patient in the other bed, a very charming lady who had just had a heart bypass, was, grumbling. She was a registered nurse and she was retired, and she had come from Philadelphia to visit her two daughters in California, and she had a heart attack, which required to have the bypass surgery. Well, she came into the hospital, and because she was so well aware of all hospitals and the food that they had, she had to grumble and say that the foods, the meals that they had at the hospital, were not very good. Our student always said how wonderful the food is and how great it is, and enjoyed every meal. Anything she didn't want to eat, she didn't eat, which is the same thing she'd do at any home or restaurant or any place she'd be, but she didn't grumble about it. She was happy for the things that were good there. And the other person was grumbling about the food and saying it's not like it is in the hospitals where she worked and so forth. And then our patient said, I feel so wonderful. I feel like I'd like to get up and dance and so forth. And of course she wasn't quite ready for that yet, but with rehabilitation she could do that. The other patient, she was up walking around already, just a day after, so to speak, her bypass surgery, and she was able to walk around, and she was able to dental floss her teeth as she was walking around, and she was in the hospital corridors and looking very sad at herself and grumbling. And it's interesting. Here this person who is grumbling, who's had a very serious operation too, has to feel so sad about her life. She has two daughters who are married and have children, and they came to visit her, and they brought her happy balloons filled with helium that floated to the ceiling of her room. And they brought her cards and flowers and all sorts of lovely things, and they had been in her presence when we came in the other day, and they were just sparkling with happiness and joy that their mother was surviving this bypass surgery and that she was doing so well. But the mother, she was sad and grumbly. Now, this person who is sad and grumbly is going to go through, perhaps she goes through all of her life, sad and grumbly. And she misses out on so much of the happiness, so much of the joy that life has to offer when you have a happy attitude. Now, we can all have a happy attitude. It's not something difficult to do, but it's something that we choose to do. Now, isn't that an interesting word? We choose to be happy, or we choose to be sad. Now, who in their right mind would want to go into the world and choose to be unhappy? Choose to be sad. Who would want to live in this world and not find all of the sparkling, wonderful, joyous things that there are to see? Well, it's amazing how many people there are like that. Not too many, but there are a lot of them. Percentile wise is not as much as we think they are, but it's just that they make their grumbling sound, and we think to ourselves, oh my goodness, how sad it must be for them to go through that experience. Well, here she was. She had had a heart attack. She could easily have died. and no longer been with us. But she was given this opportunity to come back and put on a happy face, put on a happy smile, put on a happy thought. And we, as we sat talking to our friend who was in the hospital there, we talked to this other lady, and we told her how fortunate she was and how blessed she was to be with our friend who was there as her fellow patient. And we told her how blessed it is that she came through the operation so wonderfully, and she looked so healthy, and she looked so dynamic and wonderful. And she could only find sadness in that. Now, isn't it interesting how people can only find sadness in the blessings that come their way in life? And how sad it is that they don't get the enjoyment, the enjoyment, the happiness, the goodness that life has to offer. It's just a matter for us to claim it. All she has to do is say, "Oh, I am so thrilled that I am alive. I'm so thrilled that I came through this operation so beautifully. I am so happy that I'm able to live and be a joy and to watch my grandchildren grow up. I'm so happy to live in this wonderful world. I came from Philadelphia to California to visit my two daughters and to visit my grandchildren, and I'm so happy to be here. Wow, it's so joyous, and I'm so happy that I didn't die here to make them feel sad that I died when I came on my visit to them." You know, there's so many things we have to be happy for. And when we start counting our blessings start multiplying in our life, because we didn't even know that we had them before. We can be happy or sad. It's our choice. And the people who are happy are the people who are enjoying life. They may not have all the quality of life that they would like to have outwardly, but inwardly they have the quality of life which is the magic of themselves, whole, perfect, fantastic, glorious, wonderful, now. This is where you are, too. Whole, happy, glorious, fantastic, now. And this is where I am, too. Our choice of being happy or being sad. Have a lovely day, and be happy, because it's our choice. And I see you gloriously, wonderfully, marvelously happy now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.